6:58. Got to work at 7. And we've got a fucking unemployment hour, a bonus train. Better text my boss. All right, Keith. Fucking train. So that's fun. I was actually going to be on time for work today for once. And now that ain't going to happen. Oh well. Boy, oh boy, we're having a tough time, Josh. My foot hurts because I had multiple temper tantrums yesterday, and during one of them, I kicked one of the kids' toys really hard with a really bad spot on my foot. Now I have a sore foot. It was Tuesday after Labor Day. And even though I had a long weekend, I wasn't able to get a good sleep before working on Tuesday morning. All the drama with the temper tantrums and the freakouts and the fights, the tough times. Yeah, I didn't get a good sleep. I easily should have, given that it was a long weekend. I had every opportunity to, but... Oh, it didn't work out. I don't know if I want to get into it, what's going on, but... I had a tough day yesterday. And, I've been having a tough time. It's just a lot. It's probably been the hardest summer of my life. It's a lot. Kids, work, racquetball, baseball's over now, sadly, but pandemic, trading, it's been hard. And, that speaks very highly of my life. I've got a great life. If this is as bad as I say it is, if I'm calling this summer the worst summer of my life, I've had summers where worse things have happened, but as a whole, it's been extremely hard. Like I said, if this is the worst summer of my life, I've got a great life. But everything's relative. All I know is what I know, and in the lens of being a white privileged middle class person, living in Canada, this has sucked. In the grand scheme of most people's lives, this would be a great summer, but yeah, it's been busy and hard and stressful and hard and stressful. And, frustrating and whatever. I'm going to get more down about it when I have to wait for a train, which shows the kind of fragile, fucking weak person I am. But anyways, it'd be nice if this schmohawk would pull in front of me, right? Pull up just a little bit so I can get by. Get myself to work. Oh, and there we go. There he is. Okay, I hope he didn't hear me. Yeah, 7:02 now. So thanks for that, Mr. Train. Made me fucking late for work when I wasn't going to be late for work. And of course, I guess I could have tried to be at least somewhat early for work. And then I would have beat that train because I caught that entire train, that whole thing. Right at the train was just crossing right when I came about it. So if I was even a minute more ahead of schedule, I wouldn't have had to wait for that train. But turns out that, you know, just always, you know, day late, dollar short, all that stuff. At least I'm not the only one who caught this train. There's a bunch of other people driving into work now, into the parking lot, that had to wait for that train. But anyways, thanks for listening, Josh. I'll walk you into the building with me, just because, kill more megabytes. Okay. Eat. Morning, Kirk. I'm glad that I wasn't the only one that caught that fucking train. Because now I have a, you know, I have witnesses. Fuck. There you go. Yeah, like, what a time to put a train through the middle of the fucking city. Like, all right. Okay, well, I better sign off now. Hope you're doing well. See you later.